Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Lord, Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. You have heard it said that you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. That makes sense. Love your neighbor, hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In our Western modern culture, this can sort of be confusing. Hate my enemy. That's what I'm called to do. So you do. That's the enemy. Hate them. But Jesus is saying, no, don't do that. He's calling us to be like God the Father. God the Father doesn't hate anyone. But God the Father loves everyone, whether we're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. Whether we're just or unjust, God still loves us. And we are called to do the same. And so it has to do with how we treat people. Jesus says that in the ancient days, the standard was an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Eye for an eye and tooth for the tooth. That was civilizing. The purpose of that was to cut down on the violence among the tribes. Stop all the killing. Under this standard, an eye for an eye, if someone came and stole your sheep, you are allowed under this standard to go steal their sheep and make it even. But you couldn't kill the whole flock. That would have been wrong under this standard. And if someone kills your brother, tooth for a tooth, go kill their brother. But can't kill the whole family. It's to make it even. Jesus is calling us to be like God. Be like God. The first reading from Leviticus, the author says, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." Be holy. What does that mean, be holy? In English, the word holy, H-O-L-Y, comes from a Middle English word for the ninth century. It was hal, H-A-L. And hal means whole, W-H-O-L-E. And so to be holy meant to be whole, to be who we are, W-H-O-L-E. When we're whole, then we're holy. St. Paul even says in the letter to the Corinthians that we are the temple of God, and therefore we are to be like God. How do we do that? What's the standard that we follow? We have it in Leviticus, the reading today. To be holy like the Lord means that we shall love our neighbor as ourselves. Love our neighbor just like we love ourselves. Even our enemy. It's important to know what the word love means. Agapate is the Greek word. Since the day of the Enlightenment of the Romantic Age, our culture has become very interdirected, become romantic. How we feel about people is very important. And say, well, I fell in love with this person. I have warm feelings for them. But that's not what agapate means. It's not internal, it's external. Because the people in the ancient culture, also at the time of Jesus, were not interdirected. They were directed outside themselves. So when Jesus say, love your enemies, the word agapate doesn't mean that he's commanding us to have warm feelings about the people who hurt us. That would be nuts. But also drive us crazy. You can't do that. It's an impossible standard to have warm feelings for somebody who beats you up or talks behind your back or really tries to injure you. Have warm feelings about that. That's not healthy. And that's not what Jesus is talking about. Agapate has to do with how we treat everyone. We treat our friends, our family, people who hate us. Agapate means that we treat them with respect. We treat them according to gospel values. That doesn't mean you have to like them. That would be terribly stressful to have warm feelings about somebody who hurts you. That's not what this means. But we are called to respect them and to treat them like God treats us. Jesus says that the Father makes the sun rise and the rain fall on the good and the bad, the just and the unjust. God loves everyone, regardless of how we are. We are called to do the same. Again, not warm feelings, not romantic ideas. It has to do with behavior. It's like when you were a kid in the back seat of your parents' car and one of you socked the other one. Well, you'd sock him back. He hit me first, so I'd get to hit him back. But that's not the standard Jesus is talking about. He's talking about if someone hits us, don't hit them back. They demand something of you? Give it to them. In those days, the soldiers could make the citizens carry things for them, like all their stuff. But the rule was you could only make the citizen carry something for you for 1 mile. Then you have to let him go. Jesus is saying, the soldier asks you to carry his stuff, carry it 2 miles. Treat him with respect and honor, even though he may be being mean to you. But it has to do with our behavior, not our feelings. As we approach the season of Lent, Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, of course. We're called to look for ways to how we treat other people. You don't have to like them. Don't have to like them. But Jesus says, love them. That is, don't like them, but we treat them with respect. We treat them with compassion. We don't take revenge out on them. We don't try to hurt them back. And so as we prepare ourselves for Lent, it's time to think of who's someone that really being mean to them. Maybe it's a vengeful thing. I get back at them, sock them back. Who's somebody in our life that we can bring peace to? Again, don't need to like them. Don't need to approve what they did. What they did probably was bad. Still bad. And you still don't like them. But Jesus calls us to abate them, to love them. That is, respect them, reach out to them, not hurt them. And in that way, we maintain peace in the community in spite of the bad things that people do. It's important, as victims of someone's bad behavior, always remember the harm people do to you. Always remember it. That way you can guard against it happening again. The person who hurts you says, oh, forget it. Forget it. We'll start over. No. Never forget the harm they do to you. Don't get revenge on them. Can abate them, love them in an active way with compassion, but never forget what they've done. So from then on, you can protect yourself from anyone harming you like that again. And so as we prepare for Lent, let's look out for someone that we are on the outs with, we treat sort of in a mean, surly sort of way, in a way that we can reach out to them, still don't like them, still don't like what they did, but we can treat them with the respect that God treats us with each day.